Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to week 8 of Walking the Way of the Goddess. And the theme for tonight is how the 5 primary emotions free up our sacred sensuality. And before we go on to any new material, though, I wanted to do a little mini review of last week's emotional release process, because it is such a huge part of how we clear space for our visions to manifest. And it also gives us a good lead-in to where we're headed today. So it all links together. So first of all, I want to say, remember that we don't have to dig for what triggers us emotionally, right? Because life happens. There's enough going on in our lives day to day, especially when we're connecting with our desire for our visions. That's enough by itself to bring up our gremlins, right? So our gremlins are the subconscious parts of us that are in charge of our safety. And they were originally formed as protective strategies by the ego when we experienced situations of very intense stimulation that put us into overwhelm. And then we never got the chance to fully process and release the emotions associated with that event, whatever that is. So our bodies are like storybooks, and they're full of these little landmines or triggers that get set off by anything that remotely resembles these situations. And the gremlins are in charge of holding the programming that's designed to keep us safe. So they, you know, our old limiting beliefs will try to steer us away from those experiences so they don't ever happen again. However, you know, you've probably noticed that's not how life goes. You know, here they come again and again in many forms, you know, that same type of person or a similar kind of situation. And even if there's a slight resemblance, if it hits some vibrational match of our old experience that's unprocessed, it starts those, you know, that turbulent waters, the ocean of emotion starts rocking and rolling. And the gremlins try to hold on or hold out to protect us from this. And it takes quite a bit of love and presence. It takes unconditional love and presence to handle allowing what's there to flow through us. So we have the opportunity to become aware of where we've stored these up in our bodies. And I showed you the Wheel of Life number 2 video. That'll be up for a couple more weeks because that process itself can kind of help you to access where these friction points are in your body, where these stored area zones are. And the gremlins, or these subconscious strategies really, they are overdoing the protection to the point where they're actually sabotaging the manifestation of our visions. So if you want real change of any type, we need to hold very loving space and be very present for feeling and riding the wave of emotion that's stored up in the body. And, you know, you might notice that it does take courage when you're triggered to stay with that. And we do feel very out of kilter. You know, we can feel all upside down and inside out. And so riding these waves, as that's sort of rolling through us in the turbulence, it feels like you're being tossed around back and forth. When we get present with our conscious breathing, remember the wave that goes through your body as you move with the conscious breathing, and it really helps just to start there. So even before we talk much more about this, because even talking about it is activating, why don't we go to conscious breathing just to start. So wherever you're sitting or laying, take a breath. And on the breath, in-breath, just really fill the belly, pooch the belly out, and then rock the pelvis forward. You're arching the back like in the yoga cat pose. And then as you exhale, the back flattens slightly, pushes the air out, and then you round down, and your head kind of drops last in a C curve. So you follow the rhythm of your own breath, starting at the pelvis, the movement is initiated by the in-breath, pelvis rocking forward, and then just let your body wave with the breath. Don't worry about where you are in the breath. Let your body wave between the arched position, which is the belly filling, and then it moves up through your solar plexus, chest and shoulders, and then out. And the head moves last, just like the end of a blade of grass, you know, in the wind. It's the most flexible at the very end. We have this amazing flexibility in the neck for vision and hearing and for connecting with our environment. So just let your head and neck kind of be the very end of the wave and be moved. Don't initiate from there. That is following the movement of your breath. That feels so good to shift from leading with the head, the thinking mind, to just leading with the consciousness through the body as it waves through you as you're being breathed. And open the feet and the hands, and let's include them in our movement. So whatever you want, if you want to just relax and move your ankles, kind of circle them around, or roll the shoulders up and back and down and release out through the hands, you can shake them. Roll your neck. And just be creative now with your movement as you breathe. Just stretch and move any way that feels good. Ah, that's great. Great way to start class, huh? Just with the conscious breath. Because though there is quite a bit of information, what's more important is being present. What's more important is our awareness through our bodies. That's what this course is all about. So that's primary, that's first. Information second. Okay, I was just saying that if we want real change, we need to hold an unconditionally loving space and be very present while we ride any feelings or and sensations. They show up as sensations. We ride the wave of the breath through the body. We allow those feelings to move through us, you know. And I'm just going to review that process really quickly. Before I do that, I'm just going to say that what we're doing is we're moving past our old limited stories about ourselves. You know, along with these feelings are identities. You know, the one that says, oh, I can't do that. Or I can't have that because, or that never happens for me. Whatever the story is attached to the feeling and sensation. So if we don't allow those feelings to wave through our bodies, they end up as mind spin. They end up as the broken record. Or the suppressed emotional energy drives our unconscious activities that drain or distract us, like constant rushing, frenetic busyness, trying hard, overeating or food cravings, spacing out, comparing ourselves to others, complaining, codependent rescuing, excess shopping. You know, that's just to name a few. So our commitment to self-awareness includes feeling our feelings all the way through, because the released energy is then available to flow into our creative process. And it's been held back until we are ready. And remember that we serve ourselves best by just being open to whatever comes up without judgment. It's not good or bad. It just is. And if it's uncomfortable, then, yeah, there's discomfort. So it needs extra love. Rather than we tend to contract and push it away. And so it may seem a little counterintuitive because it's counterintuitive to the gremlins. They want to push it away. But presence and love wants to meet it, greet it, hear it, see it, embrace it, and include it back into the oneness. That's just what it wants to do. So pain kind of pushes away, and presence embraces and includes, and of course transforms. We're not trying to change it, it just transforms to its own natural condition, whatever that is. And we're going to talk about that today, the gifts of the gremlins. We're going to go into that today. Maybe what I'll do is jump right into, well, let me quick do a little review of the process, because that's, that we went through last time, mini review. Basic steps of the emotional release process, or surfing the wave. Okay, so first, number one, first is awareness, like, oops, I'm in reaction, right? Feeling upset or off kilter, foggy, unplugged. We've lost our balance, like we feel like we're being tossed around on that surface of the stormy sea, and it's stormy weather. And then number two is we go right to the body. Okay, so what's the sensation and where am I holding this in my body? You know, what does it feel like? You get in touch with the sensations there. And three, be present and breathe. This is where we begin conscious breathing. And basically what we're saying as we're slowing down our breath and we're getting into a connection with our awareness and meeting the feeling, we're saying, I'm here for you. You know, what are you saying to me? What do you sound like? You know, talk to me. And number four is we're grateful. We're saying, thank you for coming. We're welcoming. We begin that embrace. We're breathing. We're present. And we're saying, I really want to know what you need. I really want to know. And this may be pre-verbal. It may not come in words. You know, you could always ask. You might hear a word or a sentence that actually answers you when you say, I really want to know what you need. But really just check in with nature, because it might show you an image that would suggest peace. Or it might ask for a hug. You might feel a sense that it wants to be touched. It's needing and wanting to be held. And what I love to do is ask that sensation for a sound, because that's vibrational through your body, and it really works great with the breath, and it also sound vibrates and moves. So as we're touching in and getting to feel into it, you know, don't linger on asking it to talk to you if it's not speaking in words. If there's no language, stay with the image. Definitely stay with the sensations and feelings, and listen for the sound. Now, sometimes they're silent, which is fine. So go with the feeling and the image. And if it was made of lots of little bits or something, then you would see how it's moving. You know, is it absolutely stone still and or frozen, or does it have movement? So you're checking in with its texture, right, and its condition, its density, and just feeling into it. And then if you do hear a sound, you go ahead and you voice that sound. And then as you're doing this, you're getting so deeply in touch with it and on its wavelength that a wave of this emotion will start rolling through you. And you're already in the conscious breath, so you allow yourself to align with that wave, and you're literally surfing it. And now you're riding one wave. All right, you've gone from this stormy sea tossing around to actually matching its vibration, getting in tune with your whole body, and then voicing it and breathing, and now you're surfing that wave all the way through, and you move, allow your body to be moved like we do in the very first video when you do the conscious breathing. At the very end, you're doing like kind of a stretch release, right? And that's just sort of a morning stretch wake up, and now it's a sounding and an unwinding release. And it's nothing better than staying out of the story and just going with the breath and the sound and the movement and just allowing and opening it to move, wave through you. So there'll be a point where there's it slows down and you're integrating. It slows down and you come to rest and you go into stillness and then you just be there and just be for as long as feels right. Okay, so that's our review of the process, which I'm sure we'll end up doing one more of those today. But I want to go to today's topic, which is a very unique take on emotions and sacred sensuality, how the five primary emotions free up your sacred sensuality. Okay, I put this in color so I could spot it. There it is. All right, so emotions, they are a level of experience, right? The body is designed for you as spirit to experience through the body-mind. And the physical body has a level of experience. The emotional body, energetic body, is a level of experience. Levels of mental body experience, intuitive and spiritual, right? These are vehicles for experience. And this is a basic understanding which helps us with the most important primary shift, which is our identity. You know, who are we? We are spirit and we are experiencing through these bodies. And the emotions, an emotional body is a level of experience. And emotions bring color to our world. They are a very essential part of being human. They bring passion and inspiration to our doing. And we are motivated by our emotional intelligence or our lack thereof, either way. Right? So without our emotions, we'd be living in a very sterile black and white world. It's just no fun, you know, computer land. So when we resist or repress emotions, we're cut off from an essential part of us and our life force energy. We cannot access our full connection as spirit through this body without our emotions. So when you can't fully embody your true nature, you're also cut off from nature. And our heart light goes out. Right? This blocks our sacred sensuality and sexuality, because that energy is meant to be fully connected through the whole body. You know, in our definition, what we're using here, sexuality is not limited to the genitals. You know, it's your whole body. We want to be as fully alive as possible as we're co-creative human beings. So more about that in a minute. Five primary emotions. In their pure form, and in free-flowing movement through us, they are gifts of our emotional intelligence. And they inform our form. And they're part of our co-creative joy. Speaking of joy, that is the first primary emotion. And that is our natural state. It is uncaused joy that's inherent. You know, infants and small children are naturally connected. If they haven't had major trauma yet, and when all their needs are met, they're naturally joyful. You know, you just see so much light in their eyes. They express raw emotions, you know, when they come up, and it can be very loud and pure. And as soon as the need is met, they come to rest and back into joy. Because joy is a baseline foundational emotion. It's our birthright. It's what's underneath everything. You know, they're in the peace of our being, and then when we go into our movement of our life, the first emotion is this enthusiastic, joyful connection to life force energy. You know, think of a puppy dog running across the grass. If it has no goal or destination, even if there's no ball in front of it, there's just this, like, joyful burst of life force energy. So that's our natural state. And also I want to say elders have it too. It's not limited by age. I spent some time with a very clear elder lately, a Tibetan monk. His name is Anam Tupten, and he's based in San Francisco. And he talked about, the legacy of being Tibetan and all the suffering and you know, having lost so many people and just, you know, war with the Chinese government and all that. And it's very intense. And when he talked about that, he was really in those feelings, really in them, very purely. And then after a few breaths and changing topic and subject, he just, like, his smile lit up the whole room. It was pretty astounding to see the shifts. It was amazing, actually, to me. I was very, like, wow, you know, this guy's amazing. And I very much enjoyed that time with him. Okay, I'm going to be talking about colors as associated with these emotions. I just want you to know that I don't limit things by formula. Those of you who know have heard me say this probably a lot of times. All the colors can be associated with different emotions, and every chakra has all the colors. We tend to have predominant ones, you know, for in a healthy state in certain chakras, and each emotion does have a color associated with it, but many colors are associated with it. Okay, that being said, I'll go ahead and say the main color associated with joy is gold. It's like a ray of sunshine because it's about light. So really, the main color is just pure light, whatever light source you're most connected to at the moment. It could be any color, but, you know, in our case on planet Earth, our main star is the sun, which is this golden sunshine. So that brings a very natural joy to us. The light that gives us life on Earth is very joyful to us. And so is the beautiful moon, of course. The light of the moon, that silvery softness, that luminescent light, iridescent light, very angelic, very reflective. That's the yin side of the light source. So that's kind of the silver and gold. And, of course, the stars in the heavens. So our light source is associated with joy. So full spectrum through the body, let's go to, okay, the next primary emotion I want to talk about is our sexual feelings, which I'm defining in this course as our both our procreative and our co-creative energy. So we're expanding the definition, which is so narrow in our culture, to include all of our desires to create. So I'm including in sexual feelings the enjoyment of being in the body from the root to the crown, whole body awareness connected to the life force energy, and in creative action. So sexual feelings exist on a spectrum from mildly pleasant. You can have these feelings while you're painting your painting. The flow of creative life force through your body, your whole body, can be mildly pleasant or it can be full-out ecstasy. You know, a small percentage of the time, it can also include sex. So that's my definition of sexual feelings. And we will go more into this in a future class, but I want to mention it is a primary feeling. And reclaiming our sexual feelings, especially in midlife and beyond, is really important because it's important for your health and it's important for us to be passionately in touch with our visions and the energy we actually need to manifest them. So if your vision is spiritual and you want to, say, deepen your meditation practice, because at least three of you told me that's a desire that you're focused on, I want to say this feeling is still so vitally important, and especially because in our many of our religious programming, we separate out sexual feelings from spiritual inspiration. And actually, as an energy healer and studying the body and studying Eastern medicine, all of these energy flows connect throughout the entire body. And there's a main connection up at the heart between the two, you know, between the pelvis and centers of intelligence and the pelvis, including sexual feelings, which tend to be the seat of it, up through, and the inspiration from spirit and being guided and in touch and full of light, that the meeting place at the heart is vitally important for creating manifestation. All right, that being said, you have heard more about these other three primary emotions and probably the colors associated with it. And I want to say colors for sexual feelings, especially the way I am talking about it here. I'm not going to settle on a color for that. I'm going for the whole rainbow because I really want to emphasize the whole body connection with creative life force. All right, so now we're going to talk about three primary emotions. We're also going to talk about their gifts, okay, the gifts of the that the gremlins have for you when you befriend them as you bring unconditional love and presence to these three emotions, okay? So this third primary emotion is the emotion of fear. And, of course, we're familiar with the physiological response to physical danger, what's needed to get out of the way of an oncoming car or something like that. But you know your body releases the same chemicals when there's a perceived threat to your emotional safety. Any threat to your belonging in your family or friends or your tribe is a scary thing because outcasts don't survive very long. You know, street people don't have a long lifespan. And when our relationships are in danger, it also threatens our livelihood because we relate to people for exchange. And fear comes up as an emotional response to this. So unprocessed fear causes blockages in the body-mind. It certainly adds to the anxiety level. And we can also feel, when it really builds up, very unplugged and lethargic too. And fear muddies our innocent joy. Innocence is often perceived in the color of yellow, a very fresh yellow, like the daffodil, buttercup, you know, those first colors of spring. They're often perceived as that, and I had this funny image preparing for the class of, you know, what about fear and actually fear and anger in that fight or flight response. And I thought of the old saloon scenes in the Western movies where there's two egos clashing, you know, and one gunslinger accuses the other one of being afraid and challenges them to a fight. And I just remember it was the first time I ever heard the phrase, "You're yellow," or "You yellow-bellied coward." And it made me realize, yes, the unprotected belly of the innocent. You know, that solar plexus main color is yellow. And that the muddy fear that is stuck, of course, it can be anywhere in the body. It doesn't have to be in the belly. But this muddied, and it doesn't have to be, you know, the yellow either. But there is a main correlation between the muddying of this pure emotion that comes up. And when you don't get a chance to process fear, it ends up stuck in your body in this muddiness somewhere in the body, and it can be, one possibility, is it can be in the belly, and that makes it kind of a muddy, sickly yellow. And it cuts you off from your gut intelligence, and that's what you need to act intelligently when there's fear. So when you process the emotions, the gremlin of that holds the protection strategy for fear, what it has, it is holding back your gut intelligence because of overwhelm. So isn't that interesting that really what's happening here is the unprocessed fear when we end up befriending the gremlin of fear, we get to check in with our gut instincts. When there's enough presence, fear is a signal to become alert and aware. There's something to be aware of. I need to connect with my gut. That's the belly. Okay, this situation isn't right for you, so, you know, it's like telling you. You might want to move away, or you might want to speak your truth. Either way, it moves you out of fight or flight when you receive the gift and into alignment, where you either speak your truth or you hold your ground in peace and power, or you move away. You know, this doesn't resonate with me. And you just, you know, it's not necessary to respond at all in words. So, but it is, fear is a gift. When we're conscious, it says, be alert, be aware, check in with your gut. Isn't that great? So that means when we're afraid and a story comes and we're tossed around in the sea and we're all upside down and unbalanced, we can't access our gut intelligence. We don't know what's right for us. We don't know, you know, we want to fight or flight, and that's fine if there's a car coming. You need to flight, you know. That's fine. Or if you need to stand up for yourself in the moment, whatever it is, you need the power and strength to do that. But at the same time, being a sort of victim to this overprotection strategy, you will never know, you will never be informed by your gut intelligence what is right for you, what resonates with you, you know? So that's really important. You can take guided action based on more information from the gut when there's fear. Okay, deep breath for that one. Let's move on to the fourth one, which is anger. Primary color, everybody knows. The saying is, I'm seeing red, right? And the matador aggravates or incites the bull. Or if you're watching a bullfight, you might be aggravated at the animal cruelty. And it's the seeing red and the red cape of the matador to get the bull mad. I don't even know if bulls can see color. But anyway, the fight or flight response, this is the fight part of that response. And some people say it's a secondary emotion because first we have to experience a violation or be hurt first, right? Even an insult, we're hurt. Then a split second later response, I include it as a primary emotion. It happens so quickly when we get triggered with anger. You know, we barely see it coming. It's just upon us. We're already in it usually. And let's say healthy anger that gets a chance to roll through us and complete is when we recognize, hey, that's not okay with me. And we feel it. It doesn't feel good. You know, it's that 90-second wave or whatever it is. And we're really present with it, you know, with ourselves saying, wow, that's not okay with me. And then it does complete, just like the stories of watching animals with their ruffled feathers. You know, they have a squabble, and it seems very intense. Lots of anger comes up, protection or territoriality, growling and whatever, and then they shake it off. You know, and the adrenals kind of run for a little bit, and then they calm down. They don't carry it. So that's the expression of healthy anger. But when it's stored, oh my gosh, unprocessed anger, the muddy red. The story goes to resentment, and the color is, you know, yucky, muddy red. And that fight mechanism is suppressed until kind of like, well, into a resentment. And then from there, it can go into all kinds of other feelings. But the gift from the anger gremlin, when you get triggered with anger and you're present enough to let it roll through your body and give it voice. And boy, this, you know, anger can swear. Anger can let it rip. Anger can have all kinds of violent imagery sometimes that can be scary. But if you can be present with it and allow it and embrace it and don't resist it, whoa, the release of creative energy and passion from anger is a huge gift. It's amazing. It liberates your passion. It gets you unstuck. It helps you move forward. So if you're holding back a lot of resentment to the point where you've reached lethargy and almost a numbness or turned inward as a depression, getting in touch with anger is huge. And having that start to roll through you more consciously, and of course, you know, if you need help with someone holding space for you in any of these, you know, get a session, do body work, call me, call somebody, whatever. These little capsules of stored energy are huge, fertile energy for your visions. So the clear red is our connection to the life force energy in the root chakra. and it says, I am here. You know, it's the me, place of the me, the individual, like I am here. And there's a healthy, I want to say, sacred selfishness here, that where you're aware of your needs. Because, I mean, a lot of women, we get programmed out of even knowing what our needs are. So it's important to get back in touch with your needs so that you meet them and you don't become resentful, holding back anger while serving everybody else. And that's the pilot light at the base of the spine. It's your connection to grounded sense of being here in the physical world. All right, so now sadness is the next and the last of the five primary emotions. And the primary color of sadness, you know the saying, I got the blues, or I'm feeling blue. And that's a heavy, boggy, foggy, muddy blue, right? It can be associated with stagnant water, very murky and lethargic, and stuck in some one of the stages of grief, perhaps. And, of course, this is, you know, loss. It's all about honoring something or someone that was very important to us and getting in touch with that. And sadness is a signal for letting go of something. That's what it's telling you. That's its intelligence. And it feels really right to grieve a loss, to appreciate the beauty of whatever it is that we're losing. And we eventually come into connection beyond the form of whatever we're losing. As we grieve the loss of the form, you know, beautiful, grateful tears come for our love for who or whatever it is, some part of ourselves perhaps. And the healthy flow of tears and honoring this part of us or this loved one leads us into the gift from the sadness gremlin, which is compassion and empathy. This is probably the most important emotion we can have at this time on our planet, is compassion and empathy, because this is our true connection beyond form. This is where the experience of oneness is found, and our sensitivity and connection to each other may actually, the increase in empathy could save the human race. This is the single most important, and that's the gift of sadness, letting it flow, letting it go, and coming into compassionate connection beyond form into the oneness. Okay, I said a mouthful so far. And I'm going to go into how this connects to our sacred sensuality next. And before I do that, I want to tell you a manifestation that happened this weekend for me. I was at a conference, and the conference was at Asilomar. It was a full house, 220 people. And I've forgotten that they're going to be live streaming one day of this three-day conference. And it's, you know, this course I've been in, studying the online, learning how to do online programs and things like that. And I'm in my first year, and there were 103 or 108 people, I think, in these two programs, first and second year. And out of 108 people, they chose 10 people to be on a panel. And this was the day that we're live streaming, and there's hundreds of people watching on live stream. And so I got chosen for this program to be on that panel. And it was very exciting. And there were 10 of us up there, and half of them had been in for a second year. And they'd done telesummits and, you know, were a lot more advanced than where I am. But I was sitting up there and, you know, speaking to the group and then speaking into the live stream audience, and they're asking questions about, you know, the fulfillment, you know, what's the most fulfilling aspect of where you are right now, you know, with your course. And so I just want to share that I spoke of how incredibly connected I felt to all of you and the group soul as we're going through this process together, and what an amazing opportunity it is for me to tap into the creativity of manifesting this vision, and how I felt like it absolutely was this shift of, it's coming through me, it's not done by me. And it absolutely is this moment by moment, very alive experience of clearing out and connecting with the vision, holding space. And this course started 9 months after I started taking this training. So I wanted to share that with all of you. And any of you who have manifestations that you want to share, actually, let me put my panel back up. Yeah, anybody else who has a manifestation so far of something they'd like to share, you can press star 6 and then 1. Be thinking of anything that comes to you that you have been maybe surprised by. I mean, I intended to teach this course, but I am surprised at the flow of creative juice, how much fun I have making the videos, and how, you know, hours go by in creating the course that where I'm just so plugged in. It's exciting to me. So I'm going to let those of you get on the line who want to share. Press star 6 and 1 for anything that, any insight or any manifestation of the course so far for you and what you have realized or any breakthroughs that have come up. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go back to we're going to go to the 5 primary emotions and how they connect up with our sacred sensuality. All right, this is so important. If your body, let's say the body is an instrument. And I like to use the analogy of a bell because it's just so obvious. You know, such a simple instrument. That think of the repressed emotions stored in the body of the bell like cotton around the clapper. That bell cannot ring. We cannot sense and feel into our present moment sensual experience of connectedness with nature with these repressed emotions. When we have moments of clarity and openness, it's phenomenal, right? Everything increases. Many of you have told me that you've had experiences either in the class or after the class where you have these, you know, a range of sensing, feeling, and the pure emotion of joy coming through the body. And this is not possible when we're carrying so much stuff. Now, in the wheel of life, the areas of the wheel of life, we may have more or less cotton in any one area. And remember I said you don't have to dig anything up to clear it. Life happens and then, you know, there it is. So like on the video for this week, if you haven't seen it, we're going to review that again next week, so there'll be no new video. That one's up for a couple weeks in a row for a reason. Because as you go through that process, you find these friction points or sticking points in certain areas of your life, and you know that there's gremlin material there. And that's one way to identify, oh, what am I grasping for in this area of my life? And then what's the feeling there? And then getting into the feeling, and then what does this remind me of in the past? Right? This is all on your video and your handout. Finding out the material that's in that gremlin's under their protection. Finding out the values, conflict. And it's always something that you value and that you want, that you're reaching for, but there's a conflict. Like, I can't have that because, or I'm not supposed to feel that because. There's always a limitation where there's a holdback or a contraction or an emptiness. There's always a strategy in place for not having that come forward. So in order to have the full whole body sensation, the ringing of the bell, in order to have the circuits open, and all these emotions connect with the chakras and the meridian system. right? The anger. Okay, that's where wood meets fire, because resentment is on the liver meridian, and it's very hard to make decisions when we have resentment. We cannot be clear. It's very hard to access our gut intelligence, the stomach, right? It's very hard to access that when we're feeling fear. And our adrenals sit on top of the kidneys, and the kidney and bladder circuits govern this fear. And it's like being frozen, like frozen water is the typical example that's given for fear. It's like, oh, we freeze, you know, or we want to run away. And so these energies actually, as they're met, as they're felt, as they're expressed, they open up channels. And as those channels open up, you are suddenly able to be far more present. And you see, hear, taste, touch, intuit very much in the moment without a story. The pure emotions as they roll through and out give you access to these energies flowing through the body. You're like a palette of pure colors. And if you've ever painted and you didn't know what you were doing when you were first mixing color, you know how easy it is to make mud. Right? If you remember when you were little, just learning to watercolor or paint, it's an art to learn how to blend and mix color, because it's very easy to make mud. Yeah? So emotions are like that. When they're very pure and untied to any story, they flow and they lead you to the gift. You know, sadness, when it flows through you deeply and fully and purely, leads you to the gift of compassion and also oneness, the oneness beyond form. And anger is a huge gift. It leads you to what needs to be, you know, what's in the way, you know, what is not okay with me, what is not resonant. And it's said that this is where the sword comes out, like what needs to be destroyed in a good way, what needs to be pruned from my life. It's a different feeling than sadness for letting go. It is a pruning, like this must go. It's like an uprooting to make space. It liberates creativity and passion. It's very vital energy. And there's a real sense, a healthy sense of kind of claiming your space and the right to exist, and also the ability to manifest is really related to that, hugely related to that. If you have suppressed anger, and there's often a, well, you know, I don't think that's good for me or right for me or whatever it is, that's a really important feel, a gift from anger. And then fear is your gut instinct, getting that gift to connect with your gut. Okay, we have a caller. I'm going to unmute. And it is, let's see, hello, hello, Anne.
Hi.
Hi there. Did you have an insight or a breakthrough that you wanted to share?
I feel like I've had so many breakthroughs recently. I'm so grateful, Hillary, to you and the whole group for helping to hold the space for me.
Oh, I'd love to hear. What's up?
You know, I do feel like I've broken through that zone once you pointed that out and said, you know, that zone above us, those gremlins were holding so much of my life energy. I really had to face that, and it wasn't comfortable, but the meditations have really helped me to see my fears.
Uh-huh.
And they've kept me from my vision, which has been focusing on my career. You know, for me, that's my music and singing and
yeah.
using my music to, you know, lead small women's groups. And it's been just amazing. Over the weekend, I led a little small group, and had just an amazing morning and felt like it was an answer to some prayers, you know, to get getting closer to that vision.
Yeah.
And then on the same day this weekend, we ended up doing our first live online concert.
Yay.
It's totally just a leap of faith. We had no idea if people were going to tune in, and we ended up having over 60 people tune in, and we made great money. So all of a sudden, just all this money was, this abundance was flowing. I just felt like this gate had been unlocked, and it seemed small, but it also, it was just so huge. I feel like there's more of a part of me that's come back.
Yeah.
I felt more energy. So those fears that I've noticed in my stomach, those, I'm trying to keep it short, but just those gremlins that I've, like you said, befriended, I noticed them, I noticed where they were. It's amazing how, like you said, they're fertilizer. And so they've given more of me back. I just feel lighter than I've felt in a long time.
That's great. Gosh, I'm so happy for you. That's wonderful. Yeah, so what you've had is you've had an experience where you've, you know, felt a previous limitation or fears or whatever, and then you had a breakthrough where this gateway opened and this manifestation of really a dream for the online work and for reaching more people.
Yes, and it's really stepping into that greater vision that's calling to me, stepping into a bigger me.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? The expanded, so letting go of the old limited identity, there's a more self-awareness, more expansion, and then more expression and more abundance.
Yeah, and it was uncomfortable for sure in this process, and, you know, not to gloss over that, but it was, wow, what a release as I allowed that all to be and sat with it.
Wonderful. Oh, Anne, thanks for sharing. That's I love to hear that. I love to hear, you know, things are happening for people too. Like, that's a vision that you had that you intended from, you know, from before we started the course. And but this is something that's fruiting right now, right? It's coming to fruit.
Yes, it's amazing timing.
Great timing. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Hi. Gosh, I love holding space for these visions. And some of you shared with me that things have happened in areas of life that you weren't even expecting. So there are areas of, you know, you might be focused on it, that are coming up that are, you know, for instance, someone was saying that they got a job offer that was, you know, career was not their focus at all. And they ended up being offered a job without even applying. That, you know, hundreds of people would apply to get this job. So, and it looks like the hours and everything might be perfect. And so it's very exciting to hear that manifestations are happening in other areas of the wheel. And I think it was probably Anne and a couple others of you also who shared with me on emails that picking a focus was actually quite challenging, you know, and staying with one focus that you kind of wanted to, you know, include several areas around the wheel, like career and abundance. Those are two areas. But you can see how when a vision manifests, how it's all related. So if you're choosing to focus on your spirituality and deepening your meditations and things like that, that is going to affect your entire wheel. It will affect the quality of your relationships and also big time your creativity. All right, anybody else want to share any breakthroughs or realizations, any manifestations that might have happened suddenly? You can press *6 and 1. Okay, we got one more here. And this is Christine. Hi, Christine.
Oh, hi, Hillary.
Hi, tell me what manifested for you.
It was very interesting that happened.
Okay.
I was trying to sort of move forward with something and really feeling like I was pushing and trying to make something happen. And when I realized one of the meditations that we did and I was journaling with some of the questions, I came up with that I didn't want to add any more new things to my life, that I just really wanted to enjoy the space in between doing and having, you know, what I do flow together with everything rather than doing this and then stopping and doing something else and doing something else. And so it came up that I just decided, well, you know, this isn't flowing and I'm just going to let go and not do this. As soon as I decided that, it started flowing more towards not doing it, and everything started working out to not do it, to undo what I was trying to do. It, that started flowing that way, to not do it. And I was so excited about that because it really, I really felt like it was a release.
Yeah.
And I was feeling light and happy and just really felt lighter. And someone called me and said, can you come over and help me do some pictures and help me hang up things? I'm moving back in. And I was so excited to do that, and I was going to do it for free. I wasn't even thinking about charging. And at the end of the day, they wrote me a check for $250.
Yeah, yay, because you are really the declutter feng shui expert. I mean, you help people move energy and release energy from their stuff.
And it was just a fun day, and it wasn't like work, and I went, wow, I was just excited. It was a beautiful day and just went on to have a great day, and at the end of the day, it was like, wow, I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah, because that person is also kind of a friend, and so you were coming to help them move back in and so on. How wonderful that they acknowledged and valued you and that, you know, work can be play.
Yeah. And one of the biggest thing I noticed was I could tell the difference between when something was flowing right.
Yes.
When I was pushing to make something happen, to add more to do.
Yep.
Stating that I didn't want more to do. So I chose not to do it, and it feels amazingly good.
Wow, I'm so happy for you. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. You bring up such a good point, because there is a difference between the push of trying to make something happen and then letting go, getting back into the flow. And there's also this uncomfortable place where we need to pass through to, you know, face the gremlins. So how do we know when we're pushing and we need to get back in the flow, or when we need to kind of stay with the discomfort? Well, you were staying with the discomfort. You were, you know, seeing whether or not there would, this other thing would flow. And it just wasn't, time and time and time again. It just wasn't.
Yes.
So as soon as you let go, there was a lot of flow, and then something else came in that was so much fun and you got paid. I mean, that's a sign that you did release a gremlin. You released the, you know, I have to push myself hard gremlin.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then one of the meditations where we were observing beauty, one of mine was just observing the space in between. And throughout the week, I started noticing more of the space in between things and feeling the space in between my own life and my own body and what was going on. And that's what really helped open that up.
That's quite profound. The space in between things is the, when the background spaciousness becomes the foreground, that's a very big shift.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you so much for that. It's stayed with me ever since. So thank you.
That is wonderful. That's a whole new perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's a wonderful place to be and be able to observe and be in it too.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, this is wonderful. Okay, so I shared and Ann shared and Christine shared. If there's anybody else, you can press star 6 and 1. And, okay, so I think what I'm going to do is go back to course material and we'll do another process. Okay, so get comfortable and just close your eyes and let's get present together. And just drop into your core. And let's start with our conscious breathing. And this time you don't need to move your body with it. Let your body just move with the breath itself. So just enjoy on the inhale the natural rise and expansion of the chest and shoulders and the filling of the belly, and then on the exhale, the rib cage is kind of like an accordion with the breath. And just wherever you are, feel yourself being held. Mother Earth is holding you. If you're in a chair, or on a couch, or bed, feel the weight of your body being supported. And with every exhale, just sink into that support. Say yes to the support. So important to say yes. Consciously say yes to what you want. Because what you want is right there. And we start with qualities, energy. Energy first, form second. So tuning in on the quality and the energy of support. You know what it feels like to be held. So say yes to being held and being supported in our circle. Our circle of light is like a light basket. Remember in the second class, I think we wove together a light basket to rest in. From all around the world, all over the country, we connected with the light of our own soul, like a star above our head, and we brought that through our bodies, and we wove it in our circle, this energetic light basket. So let's tune into that. That still exists. It's here with us right now. It's always with us. I tune into that often, before and during class and in between class. Self-care. Say yes to self-care. Let's tune in to this relaxed state. Remember, relaxation is a response to being supported. There's no trying to relax. We only relax as a response to feeling supported. And we are supported by nature and spirit and each other's spirit. So now connect with the energy of your vision. Whatever it is that you're connecting with that's there for you in spirit, in the mystery, and you feel it in your heart that you say yes to this vision. And as you say yes, let the light of your vision, just like the star on that little cartoon video, let the light of your vision come through your body all the way through into the pelvis. Even down the legs and out the feet, and let it ground into the earth. The earth wants you to manifest your visions. The earth loves conscious, creative humans that are creating in harmony. They are creating from their soul. Feel the support from nature and Mother Earth for birthing your vision. We're all pregnant with it. You say yes to it. Mother Earth says yes to it and supports and holds you while you're in a pregnancy state, right? Whatever's coming, we may not even know what it's going to look like at all. But we know it's something deeply good. It's good for us. It's good for all. It's a blessing. Whatever it is a blessing. Let the beauty of it wash through your body. this is a blessing coming through you. This will bless others, and you will have so much pleasure. Remember, opening to beauty and pleasure, we're increasing our capacity to receive beauty, pleasure, light, and support. And whatever pleasure that you feel in your body, just notice where that is. You know, it may be washing all through you like a gentle stream, or it may be like a warm honey flowing through you. And you may feel it in the root chakra. You may feel it in the heart. You may feel tingling throughout your body. Feel how grateful and lucky we are and you are for knowing that this is something that you want, and how beautiful it is to be connected and to receive it. How much true joy is there. Deep joy. It's a deep pleasure. And as you breathe, let's drop it through the body. Remember the video where we drop a stone through the body like a lake? So let's drop the energy of our vision. Let's pick a gem. Pick a gem. Diamond, ruby, emerald. Pick your favorite gem. And the light from your vision is going to pour through that gem and sparkle through your body as we bring it through. And this is really receiving beauty and pleasure, and it's the deep inherent joy. So open yourself to receive. Imagine this gem is at the top of your head, and the light of your vision is pouring through it, and it's sparkling. And then pick a quality of your vision. By that, I mean if your vision brings you peace or ease or beauty, whatever it is, just one quality. Creativity, abundance, whatever it is. And allow that light to sparkle. This is the gem of, and then your word, abundance, or unconditional love, or intimacy, beauty, whatever it's the gem of. And the light of your vision is pouring through it, and it's dropping through your body, and you're letting it go through the center of your head and bathe the back of the eyes. What a light show there. It can bathe your ears. Maybe it makes a sound. What is that beautiful quality sound like? And what does it smell like? Does it have a fragrance or a taste as it comes into the sense of smell and taste? And you're all muted again, so I'm going to ask you to make a sound as it goes through your throat. How does it want to sound? What's the tone? Oh, on your exhale, let it sound through you and open your throat. Sing it. Sound it. And down through the throat and into the center of the chest in the heart. Wow, how does that sparkling gem feel in the heart? The beauty of that, just lighting up the heart. Say yes to that gem and its quality in your heart. Whoa, that's powerful, saying yes from the heart. I am willing. I receive this gem in my heart. And just stay with that as long as you'd like. Wherever this gem has touched part of it can stay if you like. Mine kind of wants to just sit in the heart. And I'm going to go ahead and drop it down. It can also stay in the heart and light that up and drop it down through the belly, solar plexus. May your instincts serve you. May you digest this quality. May you be so tuned in to this quality that you are so aware. Your instincts are keen. You can smell it on the breeze. You can move toward it, or you can scent that it's coming toward you. Just taste it now. We're back into our taste and smell. This is digestion and gut instinct. It's a lot of intelligence here. Say yes to it here from your instincts. Yes. Deep breath. Ah. Ooh. Powerful. And that can keep percolating there. Deep breath, and now let it drop deeper into the belly, around the navel. Let's put a gem in our navel, like the dancers. Did you know all the meridians connect at the navel? They do. Mother to child, all the meridians connect at the navel. So as your gem is here, it's sending its sparkling light through your whole body, your connection to the universe, to the great mother, to the one who hears, sees, knows, and helps you manifest your vision, helps you birth your baby. So receive from her and receive the beauty here. Say yes here, yes to this vision. Deep breath, and then down into the pelvis. Let's go to the sacrum. We'll save the root for last. Let's go to the sacrum. So middle of the pelvis. It's a lot of beautiful, sensual energy here. A lot of creativity, warm, beautiful, open, flowing energy. Here's where you might want to introduce a little bit of conscious wave breathing. When you breathe down here and you receive the gem, we can really fill the belly full, and your pelvis will naturally want to rock and roll. Rock and wave. So just let it happen naturally. Don't think about what you're supposed to do. Just breathe and let the pelvis rock. Feel what it feels like to say yes in your pelvis to this gem and to this warmth, this beauty, this peace, this abundance, this intimacy, whatever it is. Say yes and rock and breathe in your yes. It's a very beautiful and sensual receiving and exchange of energy with this beautiful light and gem. And definitely wakes things up. And then down all the way to the root chakra, all the way to the base of the spine, right in between the base of the spine and the vagina. And just put your gem right there and let it be bathed in light and really receive. Here, we sometimes reject this part of our bodies where we eliminate our old stories about sex or whatever it is, old experiences, but let's really receive the light here. Be bathed in the light. Say yes to it. Say thank you to it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, what does peace feel like here? What does abundance feel like here? What does beauty feel like here? Breathe it in. Deep breath and whew, let it go. Let it flow down the arms, out the legs, out the hands and feet. Great. Now I'd like you to tap with your fingertips, starting at the crown, I fully receive the beauty and fill in your quality of my vision now. This moment, I fully receive the quality of and the beauty of. And then between the eyebrows, the forehead, same thing. I fully receive, I say yes to the beauty of, to the quality of, whatever that is, from your vision down to the throat. Say yes, I fully receive the beauty of, the quality of, my vision down to the heart. Yes, I fully receive the beauty of, the quality of, my vision. Now at the heart, go ahead and switch fingertips and do another one at the heart with the other hand. We're going to go down the body with the other hand. I fully receive. We're still at the heart. It's getting double. The beauty of, the quality of. And then down to the solar plexus, just with this opposite hand. We're yin and yang through the body. Fully receive the beauty of, the quality of. And down to the navel and sacrum, I fully receive the beauty of, the quality of. And down to the pubic bone, you will tap the circuits of the root chakra here. I fully receive the beauty of, the quality of. And release and relax all the way through. Thank you so much, ladies. We are at time. I'm going to open the lines and see, the mute is... You're all unmuted, so let's say, let me just unmute this other person here. Just a sec, there's two of you who are still muted for some reason. There we go. Okay, so let's all say blessings and good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so
night
much.
Good night and blessings.
Good night.
Thank
blessings.
You.
Yeah, thanks
good
so
night.
Much.
Blessings. Good night.
Good night. Until next week, enjoy. I'll make an excerpt of that meditation at the end ready for you on the members page. All right. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.